What's up, everybody? Welcome back for another episode. Super excited about this episode. Going to be talking about what I think you should be looking at right now, what you should be investing in, what you should be buying, doing your research and picking up cards right now on this next episode. Just want to take a few minutes of your time. But without further ado, my name is Boris. This is the Hobby Box. All right, guys, make sure you stop what you're doing. Smash that like button, hit subscribe, turn on the bell notifications. You're going to want to get updated every time I put out new content. I'm going to be putting out content every single week. And if you love what you've been seeing, definitely make sure you hit that like button and show your support and subscribe as well. And I will continue to put out this information for you and doing my own research and helping you along in your journey as well. Another great tool is to jump in the description below. There is a Discord link there. Definitely jump in the Discord. We've got over 400 members and I'm in there personally. And we do PSA submissions, buying and selling and trading and things like that as well. So definitely take advantage and jump in. The link is in the description below. All right, guys. So I want to jump in to talking about basketball. This is where I've been researching, guys. And you can listen to anybody that's been in the hobby for a while. Don't be scared of how the market has dipped. This happens every single year at the end of a basketball season. As we come to the end, players' cards start to dip, start to normalize as people take their money and they go elsewhere. Now, we've seen a even bigger drop this year, and I believe that's because we've had new people introduced into the market. So we have buyers and flippers and things like that are coming in, trying to get out, undercutting on sales and things like that. They will be back. The biggest thing to take note of is where these cards are comparatively to where they were last year. You can see that the PSA 10 last year of some of these great players are way more above what they were selling for last year at this time. So that means that when we come back into the new year, you have a new normal baseline, which, guys, the market is starting to stabilize. Let's take a look at 2013. Hoops Giannis Antetokounmpo PSA 10. This is one of my cards that I've had that I've sold recently. You can see that in the hype and in the prime of where this card was, if you had foreknowledge, you could sell this card for right around $1,800. Okay, not knowing what Giannis was going to go into. A lot of times it's great to sell these cards on the hype of them playing. Now, if that's your objective, if your objective is to collect, right now is the best time to buy, in my opinion. We can see that the market has dipped tremendously here to where the prices actually have went all the way down. You could see that PSA 10s were selling even past the $800 mark. And now they've started to stabilize. And you see the last couple of them have sold for $1,000. So you see the new normal base. You know, you can kind of see a year ago, we're still way above where this card was a year ago this time. Okay. $130. And we're at $1,000 now. So this is what I want us to look at and be conscious of. This is the time to buy these basketball cards. If we look here, we can look at another legend here, Luka Doncic. He's in the making. You can see at the height, his Prism PSA 10 was selling for over $2,000. He has been pushed out of the bubble, and his cards have now stabilized around that $1,200 mark. Okay, this is the price range of sales. So if you pick this card up in June, you were getting this card for $700. A piece. That's insane, guys. Even looking back a year ago, you could pick these cards up for like $65. So all this to say that, you know, people don't be afraid of what's going on in the market right now. The market is starting to stabilize. And right now is really the time to start buying basketball to take advantage of these low points. Am I saying to buy a Prism Luka Doncic? No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the player Luka Doncic, the player Giannis Antetokounmpo, great players that are going to have hype coming into this next season based off of what they did last year, based off of the fact that they didn't play last year. There's a couple of guys like that. Those are the people that you want to really start to look at and invest in right now in this period. I'm going to give you football picks, but the best thing you can do right now is to start to engage more again into the basketball market, because this is where you're going to see the greatest turnaround of margins here is if you're buying right now early into who you think is going to have a successful year. All right, guys, another thing, I might get some flack for this, but man, the craze is happening. Pokemon is just taking off. taking off. The PSA 10s and things like that are, it's just so hard to find these things in great shape, to be honest with you. And the Pokemon craze is starting to take off. And so if you haven't noticed this yet, then, you know, go online and take a look, because people are really getting into the nostalgia of Pokemon. There are some opportunities to be had here. There's a guy on YouTube, shout out to him, ZNG Emporium, definitely has some great info on Pokemon. I'm going to start getting more into it as well and kind of showing you guys what I'm going to be looking at. But if you're looking for someone who's been doing it for a long time, definitely recommend it. I'm using his website here just to show some of the opportunities that have happened. You know, first of all, first edition is kind of way up. And so a lot of it is out of the price range already. You know, for a lot of us people who don't have a lot of money to be thrown away on that kind of thing, if it's not part of like a business plan or things like that. But there are still some heavy opportunities here. You can see that Pokemon base set unlimited here on ZNG Emporium. You can kind of look at what the values are in these boxes. The boxes themselves are great buys, great values. Because of the rarity of these cards, the value is going to continue to increase as more and more people open these packs. But you can see that inside of the unlimited, which is not even the first edition, the prices are starting to rise on these. PSA 10, $4,250 for a Blastoise PSA 10. The Charizard is at $8,500. Your Chansey sitting at $1,200. You can see how many of these PSA 10s there are. For all you guys who've been following me through the sports, these numbers are insane. Okay, so you're looking at a worldwide craze Pokemon that's been around 20 plus years. Actually, next year is the 25th anniversary, and you're looking at the numbers here, and it's insane to realize that there is only 430 PSA 10s that are out there. That scarcity is huge. I'm not going to go through all these numbers here, but definitely check out the website. There's a lot of great information on there. But we can see the percentage of rising since April. Total change in value for a PSA 10 from May to April, it went up 38%. From June to May, it went up 29%. From June to July, it went up 13%. And then from July to August, it went up 36%. Guys, this is on the rise. You know, the box price here, the box prices of these are now $18,000. There is a lot of opportunity in the Pokemon world. Myself and other people in their 30s really, really have some nostalgic value on this. I dare you to go look at a video of them opening these and tell me that you don't want them. It's really hard to say that. But these are the two opportunities that I see right now that I am really heavily looking at for the future, guys. And I would take that in consideration. Do your own research. And let me know what you think in the comments below.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to conclude today's podcast. Just want to thank you so much for listening all the way through. We'll be having shows every Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure you hit that follow button and be on the lookout for the new shows. Thank you so much, and you have a great one.